This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. We just got back from Michigan doing an invitation-only leadership meeting. And the good part about this, friends, is they're actually doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. They're actually a part of the culture war. And then we went from there. That was 1,100 miles. So I drove that. And then we had to go through Chicago and then go around the big lake, you know, kind of like reaching around your backside to scratch your elbow, right? But with that said, after we were down there, then we immediately shot over to Wisconsin. We were in Marshfield doing the 2019 Wisconsin News Ministry Expo. And I got to tell you, friends, it was refreshing. There are preachers out there doing the stuff. And it's interesting to know, friends, there was a guy by the name of Dan Fisher there. He is the Black Robe Regiment. He was also a representative in the state of Oklahoma. So he's a doer of the word again, not a hearer only deceiving himself. With that said, his program was outstanding. I mean, it was just outstanding. History about Black Robe Regiment. I mean, he was like, and hopefully we're going to get him on the radio here soon enough, but interestingly enough, it was like watching a little boy during his presentation, having the time of his life. He literally memorized everything for 45 minutes, his whole program. And again, it was outstanding, and it was on the history of the Black Robe Regiment, detailing the earmarks and the characteristics of those that went before us, friends. And you want to talk about some heroic brothers from another mother and mothers, it was the Black Robe Regiment, because without the Black Robe Regiment, we would not be here today. And it's also interesting to note that they operate the way that they operated back then, and the spirit that they operated is nothing you see through the mainstream Christian media, in any sense of the word, completely opposite every step of the way. As Scripture says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, that's exactly what the Black Robe Regiment was. And what we see today is a bunch of portrayers of a bar Jesus, a different Jesus. The most part of the American people in this country have in their mind's eye a picture of an effeminate pansy walking around in pink booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay, when in fact the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, and the list goes on. Boy, oh boy, I understand why we have our freedoms, but boy, oh boy, understanding who gave it to us and why we're losing them today, in contrast, it makes perfect sense, because it's a different spirit every step of the way. With that said, we were expecting a couple thousand people. I don't know what the numbers were, but the fact of the matter is it's nice reaching a lot of people. And again, with that said, it was also nice to meet many of you that came out to see us in the flesh, per se, and taking the time from what you're doing and coming out and saying hello to us. It was just outstanding. We had one particular friend of mine, who is a friend of mine now, who had driven from, I believe he took the day off of work. I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he is. He drove a couple hours. He took the day off from the policeman that he is in his particular area, took the day off, gathered him and his wife, and they drove all the way over, and the guy just stood in front of my booth, and I'm talking to people, and I'm turning around, and I'm seeing this guy with this real soft countenance, just a sweetheart of a guy, and I turned around, and I said, "Are you so-and-so?" And he said, "Yes." And that guy truly made my day. And so it is outstanding. Payday for Bradley Dean is being out there from behind the microphone and being a part of the answer to bring to the American people. And it's always the same response. I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I would have brought more people. Very inspirational. I was blown away. It was like somebody turned the lights on. Folks, this all, the work of the Holy Ghost through Bradley Dean, where men find their faith, not in the wisdom of Bradley Dean, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost given unto us by Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be his name forevermore. And I mean that. I'm not a religious guy. I am a Christian, and I serve the captain of my salvation, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, again, the man of war. So with that said, we got back home yesterday, and we're again back in the saddle, as I said, from the get-go, and we're now getting caught up. Next week, we're going to be gone again. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be doing some high schools, some middle schools. And every month, we're somewhere different. This month, it's been, well, we're going to be three or four different places different, seeking and saving that which is lost. Because, again, that is our mandate. That is the command that the Lord gave unto those that that love him. They'll respond to it favorably because they understand that we're not to, as Jesus said, wait 4 months before the harvest comes. No, we're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. And you want to talk, church? You want to talk about an opportunity to get out there where you see others leave off duty? That gives you more opportunity. Where you see that they're weak, be all the more stronger in the grace of Christ. 2 Corinthians 12. Where you see them just kind of flippantly dealing with life in so many different ways as they serve themselves, be all the more resolute in what God has called you to do, because the opportunities, my friend, are there. There's probably not a greater time in American history where, again, the opportunities have been on a vast scale of what do we do. There's so much to do. It's amazing to me that people stand back and say, well, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. It's like, just step out. Start talking to someone. Hand someone a track, whatever the case might be. There's not a lack of things that need to be done, especially today. And by the way, that brings me to the next point. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is this. Brigitte Gabriel, Act for America, said this type of propaganda fosters an environment of hate. What is she talking about? Muslim infiltration into public education. It's also interesting to know, friends, that it's the ACLU that is aiding the Muslims in doing so. These are the people that lied to you about lines between church and state, which is nowhere to be found in any founding documents. And if people would have just paid attention to Roger Baldwin, the founder of that communist organization, he's the one that said that the ACLU and the end of the ACLU is nothing but communism. But again, friends, we're going to be talking about Muslim infiltration into public education. Again, this type of propaganda fosters an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, America, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims, if there's any such thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What we're going to be doing here is I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of minutes of kids that were required to wear Muslim garb in their public school in the United States of America. Of course, you're not going to hear about this through the mainstream media because they're the ones that are doing their best, working along hand in glove with corrupt politicians to destroy your country and hand it over to those that mean to conquer you. That's just the fact, friends. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it from the very top to the very bottom. But again, this is the hand of God in perfect judgment. Now, with that said, Muslim infiltration into public education. If you thought that the UN International Baccalaureate, the federal No Child Left Unindoctrinated, where they teach kids to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars, you know, because they want to equalize the playing field, right? That's communism. And Federal Common Core, which is created by a bunch of bureaucrats, not educators, through the educational schemes. You might want to take a look a little bit deeper than what you may have in the past, because in the light of the attacks on and after September 11th, 2001, you would think that the current administration would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. Now, I want to go back one administration, then I'll take it to the present, because it's advanced. It hasn't been stopped. Okay? When Obama took his office, his oath of office, he instead defied America in numerous ways. We all know this. He violated the Constitution. He transgressed it. That means he gave you the finger over 1,180 times. And now he's been given permission to attack your president, right? This is nothing but circus of politics, just so you know. But Obama also gave $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States, which has now been infiltrated by an organization called CARE, as well, friends. He has also offered them 16 F-16s and 200 military tanks, and the list goes on, okay? Talking about the last administration. Now, most people think, well, that was bad. well, consider the source again, because it was Obama that said this is no longer a Christian nation, and I don't personally care what the devil says. You know, the Bible says the devils tremble and believe, and he knows all the well that God is. But he just doesn't realize that he is daring the justice of God, and sooner or later, I prefer sooner than later, he's going to face his king. And he's going to bow his knee, and he's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, along with all of his little devil minions. Just period. That's what's going to fly. Read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. What's interesting here, Muslim indoctrination into public schools, what's interesting is in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, okay? Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. By the way, this is important for you to know. There are attorneys across the United States that when you find errors in public school textbooks, by law, you need to understand that you can take it to the state and they have to correct themselves in a certain amount of time, because if they don't, then they are fined and penalized for the length that it takes them to fix it. There are attorneys across the United States that will help you. They will aid you in doing this if you find historical errors. And I'm talking about Muslim indoctrination. Yes, I am. But the point is any folks err in public textbooks. But what we're finding, going back to the point here, is that American public schools have been and are being indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. They're giving an Islamic slant to our youth. America, read Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17 when you get a moment. The Lord said, I will appoint terror in judgment. The Lord said that. We also know, if you take that to the natural concerning James Madison, he said that if tyranny, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of our Constitution, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You know, that might put a chill up those that think that they're in control in this earth. God said he would appoint terror through judgment, right? And that he would use evil and wicked men to do so. If you look through Scripture, you'll find that the evil and wicked men that God uses to either chastise or judge his nations are dealt with much more harshly in the very end. Okay? That's just a warning to all of us, because we're all in this together. Okay? Muslim indoctrination into public schools is just this. Your kids in this country, little by little, are becoming subject to the following teachings and practices. Here we go. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan in public schools, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and staging a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. Now, what I want you to hear is, because I'm going to play some audio here for you. Does it not raise flags that you have a Linda Sarsour, terror-tied Linda Sarsour, Rashida Tlaib, who wears a Palestinian flag during her victory speech in Michigan, and then we have Ilhan Omar, who's being promoted by none other than the media. Does it not put flags up, America, that every single thing, and Cortez is a part of this too, she's a good little socialist, she's being used, so is Ilhan Omar, so is Rashida Tlaib, and so is Linda Sarsour. They're playing a dangerous, dangerous game. But the fact of the matter is, isn't it interesting how the media is just all over everything that these women do? They promote them concerning every step that they take, every time they open their ignorant mouths. It's right there to cast into your teeth as to what's taking place. People might want to know, and they're asking themselves the question, why are these women in Congress in the first place? Why are they put in representative positions in the first place in American government when they know, Americans know, that these people are not here to assimilate? Because everybody knows that. People need to take a look at the McCarran Security Act. Okay? They don't have a lawful standing here. Okay? Now, I'm going to bring something to the light for you. This is Ilhan Omar. I want you to listen to what she says here concerning the class that she took in college, Okay? And I also want you to listen to the fact that she praises none other than, well, I'll let her say that for you. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
I remember when I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
She took a terrorism class.
There was a class.
Ilhan Omar.
No, we learned the ideology of.
I'm glad you do that.
And so it was the thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al Qaeda, he sort of like his shoulders went up and you know.
Yeah, he's in command here.
Al Qaeda, you know,
he's an expert.
And it was, you know,
what's his name? What about his name on
there?
Where
are
does he live?
Saying his name.
Okay, so that's the joke of the day, but the joke is on you, America. Okay. It's also interesting to note, and listen, this is all going to dovetail at the end of the show. But I also want you to understand that we just recently had another Muslim in North Dakota threaten the lives of three people. She was threatening to slice them up with a knife. And here comes the media immediately, instantaneously, to stand in defense of that which is indefensible. Period. They're defending the very people that allegedly attacked us on September 11th. They're aiding and abetting those that mean to conquer we the people. When this came to the light in North Dakota, the first thing she said is she said, I feel that I am being targeted. Totalitarian methods. Okay, I'm being targeted. Well, what are you being targeted for? She said, I'm being targeted for my race and my religion. Are you getting to the point yet, America, where you're sick and tired of being browbeaten? These people aren't the victims. They're the perpetrators of the crime. These are the people that will threaten your life. They'll smack your face. They'll pull your hair. And then when the media gets there, they play the victim. And guess what the media does? They promote victim status, which is nothing more than the affirmation of the lifestyle that they are advocating. And why is this happening? Because there's a lot of ignorant people in the United States of America that still think somehow or another that this is some little game to be played. Well, let me ask you something. Belgium just became a Muslim state. Is it a game for them anymore? Nope. Now they understood what it was all about. What about Sweden? I just seen a thing the other day, friends, in Germany, where women are buying this belt. They sold out within minutes after they came out. They're a belt that a woman wraps around her waist. There's a key on it. It locks so she cannot be raped. And then when, if she's assailed by a Muslim in Germany, she pulls a string and then a loud whistle goes off to warn the people around that she needs help because a Muslim's attempting to rape her. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on? And now they're beginning to teach and indoctrinate your kids, the Muslim indoctrination in the United States of America. For all you do-nothings, you're asking for trouble. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is submitting a new budget blueprint to Congress requesting more than $8 billion in funding for a border wall and border security. The $4.7 trillion proposal suggests steep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to increase spending for the Pentagon. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is in a Maryland court this afternoon, accused of planning a domestic terror attack against prominent Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Also jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Folks, we got some videos that have gone viral. Do check them out. With that said, you can also jump over to the phone lines, 1-866-582-9933. I got so much information, folks, I highly doubt I'm going to get there. But if you call in and you want to add to, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do you remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct? We're talking about Muslim infiltration into public schools, and I'm giving kind of an overview as to other things that are taking place. On March, this is actually just written today, North Dakota, adding to this conversation, North Dakota, Somali woman charged with terrorizing plays the victim card. Yes, right on the heels of the sodomite communities. How many times do I remember the first time I said this about 15 years ago. Oh, Bradley, what do you know? I don't know. I'm just being continuously lambasted by the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media. And I told you years ago, through experience, that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're the new political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. It's exactly what's happening. Now what are all the conservatives talking about? Hey, Bradley, did you know that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're methodically following line upon line, precept upon precept, because they're the new political battering ram? Yeah, hey, dude, where'd you hear that from, man? Well, did you just wake up to this revelation? It goes back to advocating which God condemns. And when you do that, it's not a good place to put yourself. For even the smallest jot or tittle concerning transgressions against God's moral law, there is going to be a just recompense. It rains on the just and the unjust, friends. Nobody gets out of spiritual law, nor should we want to if we're righteous in Christ. News Live, Valley News Live, that initially reported on the arrest of a new American, Haho Hamad, for threatening to use a large knife to terrorize people in her apartment complex parking lot. Ahmed, 26, followed up by calling the station and saying, among other things, in a lengthy interview, "I've already been convicted in public. They already see me as the guilty Muslim terrorist that needs to be sent back to her country that doesn't belong here," she said. Well, what's interesting to know, friends, is she has an extensive criminal record. Okay, this isn't the first time she's done it. Again, woman accused of terrorizing says she's been targeted due to her race and religion. A day after the report came out that a Grand Forks woman was arrested for making a terroristic threat, she called Valley News Live claiming that she's innocent. In an exclusive interview that was more than 20 minutes long, Ahmed, 26, shared her side of the story in an incident that landed her in jail. Ahmed, see, folks, they're not used to this. They're not used to the law being enforced. Neither are corrupt politicians. Ahmed was arrested for threatening to cut three people up with a knife. What's her response? "I feel like I'm a Muslim woman who's being attacked because I'm a Muslim woman living in Grand Forks." Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Since when did the law protect the guilty? That's called using the law against the law. The law comes in to condemn the crime. These people, because of the ignorance of the people in this country, have been taught how to use that law against the law. If you know your law, then condemn the crime, because they don't have a right to break the law. Period. The reporter said throughout our interview, Ahmed, maintained her innocence. She also took issue with critical comments she's been receiving on Facebook. No, friends, what's happening is people are awakening to what's going on, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay? She said, "I turned myself in because I know I didn't commit the crime. I'm innocent, and I know I can prove it," Ahmed said. Now, according to the Grand Forks Police Department, one of the victims feared for her life because Ahmed is known to climb onto balconies at her apartment complex. Now, despite her claim that she's been targeted because of her race and religion, we obtained court documents showing a lengthy criminal history. And this is what you never hear in the mainstream news that needs to give your enemies all that they need to conquer who we are. Again, we're under the judgments of God. Our sin is before God. This is the fruit of a disobedient nation. Okay, that they're here in the first place. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Also read Leviticus 26, starting in 15, and finish out the whole chapter. Yes, there's mercy to those that repent. Okay, there is mercy to those that repent. Now, going back to Muslim infiltration into public education, just to kind of bring this together little by little and to begin to dovetail all of this, why are they teaching kids how to become Muslims in public schools, knowing the doctrine? I'm just asking the questions. I mean, I can go off on this again, but I'm not. I'll give you one. Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. "And they slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they have been expelled. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they shall fight you, slay them." Such is the recompense of unbelievers. I got a whole list of scriptures, as they call them, in the Quran. Why are they teaching this in public schools? Fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran in public schools, America, adopting a Muslim name, staging a jihad, warring against non-Muslims. Let me ask you the question. Why are your representatives alluring these people into the United States of America? Oh, Bradley, that's just not the case. No, you don't know what you're talking about. Did you know that since September 11th, the number of mosques in the United States have jumped 74%? Folks, you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis by your politicians and media because they're trying to hand over your government to the UN fully. They want to boldfacedly do this. They want to do it in the light of day, and they're doing it for the most part. Did you also know that since September 11th, and then going fast forward to 2011, there was a total of 2,106 mosques, and there are now, as compared to, okay, so there's 2,106 mosques today, as where in 2000 there was 1,209. So as of 2016, that was 3 years ago, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Okay. Isn't it interesting that John Guandoli, former agent for the FBI, said that Muslim mosques are equated to military bases in the United States of America? Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Why are they teaching this to kids in America, friends? Matter of fact, I want you to hear this. This is some audio of a school in the United States of America, where all the girls dressed up in Muslim garb, and just to prove the point that it is happening in the United States of America, you might want to put two and two together now concerning your favorite politicians and ask them why this hasn't been stopped. And as a matter of fact, why don't you ask them the question, why has this increased since Barack Hussein Obama? Since he's been gone under the brand new administration. Because again, friends, I'm here to tell you, the only thing I can do is warn you, I can do nothing else. Listen to this.
Today we're here at Vernon Hills High School with Muslim students. And we are participating in an event called Walk a Mile. And that's basically giving the lady students at Vernon and also to denounce negative stereotypes and show that we are just caring, respectful, peaceful students and your peers. This is our first big event, and hopefully it'll bring more members, Muslim and non-Muslims, to our event, and this should help make Vernon Hills High School a more safe and respectful environment.
A more safe and a respectful environment. By the way, it's Yasin, is this girl's name, that led it up in her class. And I want to tell you why it's happening in public schools, because these kids have been taught to be leaders, to be doers of what they believe in. Just to show you, America, take it how you want to take it. I love America enough to say it. Just to show you how pathetic that you have become. Muslims teaching kids in their public school classes to dress just like them, to show everyone how respectful and tolerant we are, to bring about, to nurture a safe environment, she said. This is happening, by the way, in a high school called Vernon Hills High School. Okay? What state that may be in, I'm not quite sure. I didn't dig in that far because this is going across the boards. But again, why is this happening, America? You're the responsible party. I asked the question. You know, Quran chapter 9, verse 30 says, Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them how they are perverted. Oh my goodness. Why is this happening in public schools? I'm going to come back and show you how the ACLU is actually helping them destroy the America that you know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Thanks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean here with you. I just wanted to let you know, friends, that we had just played some audio during the last segment of a bunch of girls in Vernon Hills High School, a Muslim-led course, I guess, in a public school classroom where all the girls dressed up like that of a Muslim from the very top of their head to the very bottom of their feet. And I'm asking you the question as to why is this happening in your country? I thought the Muslims were the terrorists in America. I thought they were the ones that dropped the buildings. I thought they were a part of the problem. Now, truth be told, friends, they're doing what they're doing here in America is because what you allowed politicians to do to their prospective countries. That's the truth. That's why you're called the Great Satan, because the world looks at you as the light, but yet you allow corrupt politicians to attack their country so they can steal away their oil, for the most part, or drugs, for the most part. Why do we have Muslim infiltration into public schools? Why in the colleges, friends? Why do we have Ilhan Omar, who took a terrorism course in college, praising Al-Qaeda? Why is the media giving her all the attention that she needs? Why did Rolling Stone put her on the front page of their magazine? Because they're CIA controlled. They're disrupting. This is what they do. Okay? They want to bring about change. They can bring about this continuous warfare that no nation can endure. Because you don't deal with corruption in the CIA, this is why it happens. Because you don't deal with corruption in the FBI, this is why it happens. And what are those two branches besides unconstitutional agencies, friends? Well, that happened because you allowed corrupt politicians to create that which they're now using to defend big business and big corporations Okay? Well, they attacked the little guy. Now, you've been taught just the exact opposite through Hollywood, who's being used to demoralize you. Why? So corrupt politicians can have control over you. Namely, who's behind all of this? Well, the destroyer of our souls. Because people are just willfully shutting their eyes. These people, again, friends, they have their eyes shut on purpose. They don't want to see the truth. They could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They think that they're playing games. And they're not playing games. What they're doing is doing what you're letting them get away with. And I'll tell you what, friends, it's daring the justice of God, and that's why we're getting a response today. Why is Rashida Tlaib on the front page? Going back to Ilhan Omar, why is she on the front page of Time magazine? Why are they promoting these people, friends? Why are they handing your country over to these people? Why do these women in the United States of America, all the well knowing that they're terror tied, why is the media promoting everything that they do? Because they're assaulting you. This is a communist tactic, friends. They're continuously leading the opposition as they control the opposition. And what is it? They're browbeating people into submission one way or another. Either submit or you're going to die. That's what they want you to believe. Okay? And in many cases, that's exactly what they've done. Why is Linda Sarsour, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, why do you have, what, 80 or 90 new Muslims in office in the United States? Why do they have in New York, friends, Muslim judges swearing in on the Quran? Because the American people do nothing. That's why. Your sin is finding you out. There's, folks, it comes back to the same thing. Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out. I'm reading some of these Quran scriptures. It's interesting, friends, because they're teaching this in public schools in the United States of America, which is the greatest demographic for the church, but they refuse to go in because they want to believe the ACLU that told them there's lines between church and state, but they can't find it when you ask them where it's at. They just revert back to what? The communist organization, the American Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have a lawful standing, friends. Hey, folks, you get an honest constitutional judge in front of me, he's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. He's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. They don't have a legal standing. CARE doesn't have a legal standing. Planned Parenthood doesn't have a legal standing. They're here because the American people tolerate these people. Listen to this. Going back to this for the sake of time, last segment. Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Here's another one. Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieved will have cut out for the garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. My goodness, friends. And you're letting these... You're letting these people teach your students in this country? Vernon Hills in Illinois, it just happens to be the first state that actually legalized, as they call it, it's not legal, sodomy. Well, again, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which is not there. By the way, the founders of the United for Separation of Church and State will not get on the radio with me. Of course not. Moving forward, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. Hence, what you're seeing today is you see some courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time, just like in Vernon Hills, Illinois. I remember when I was doing Bakersfield Tea Party in California, a mother came up to me and said, look what they're teaching my kid. I said, well, what do you get your kid in a public school for? Going forward, a representative from the American Muslim, American Muslim Council, the AMC, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda and the United States of America. Why is Rashida Tlaib and why is Ilhan Omar doing fundraisers for CARE? the tie-teared group in the United States of America? Do you see what you're giving yourselves over to, friends? In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States of America and around about 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and the such. Man, you know what? I say to the church in America, quit sending people across the sea to the mission fields. Why don't you preach right in your own backyard? They're coming in droves. As a matter of fact, the influx of Muslims coming in from the Middle East has doubled under Donald Trump. Look to the State Department for the stats. You know, people are just so simple, friends. I want to give you an example of this, and I'll do it really quick. This morning, I've been gone for a while. We've been on the road doing what we're doing, and I posted a picture of William Barr, Donald Trump's handpicked attorney general, and I said, congratulations. I said, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself. I said, your America, your attorney general picked by yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. I said, this is why America is in trouble. Americans will not pay attention to the details. So sure enough, I get some fool, brainwashed fool, to say to me, can you just calm down, folks, and let the man handle one thing at a time? Jeesh. He's been fought against since he entered into office. Well, that's interesting because Barack Hussein Obama was fought against, too, from the very beginning of his criminal administration, because criminal it is. And I said he did what he wanted to do from the very first day. As a matter of fact, 5 weeks before he even became the said president of the United States of America, it's interesting to note, friends, that, you know, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. In the first day in office, there he goes. His attack took off. Not just one, not just 100, but all the way up to 1,180. You deserve what you get, America. This is not the spirit of Americans to sit back and watch this kind of stuff happen. 225 Muslim schools in the United States, around 50,000 children who are being taught to foster an environment of hate against you, loathing against you, and resentment towards Western culture. By the way, yeah, that's a different story. I'm just going to pass on that. We even have Muslim infiltration into the universities. Why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians, patriots became apathetic, yep, went to sleep and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? And you know what's funny about this, friends, to them, is that the American people just stand back and act like this is all harmless. Did you need me to read more of some of their scriptures for you? Because I can. The fact of the matter is, friends, you need to wake up because the battle is now in your country in full force. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Love you by what we do. Please consider supporting. It's been a different year, let me tell you, and we need the support. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.